I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's Leader Feeder, many leaders believe that their team doesn't want to help them solve problems and make things better in the department. Or maybe even worse, that the team is actively working against the success of the supervisor. This is a big mistake, not only in terms of mindset, but also it just impedes you making the kinds of improvements you need to make in your department to satisfy your customers, make things more efficient and productive, and drive better quality and outcomes. So I've got a few tips to help you change your mindset into thinking that your team is there to help you, not to impede your progress. Tip number one, stop trying to solve everything yourself. Many leaders mistakenly think that because they were promoted, quite often because of their technical skills, that they have to solve all the problems and fix everything. The reality is your team has a lot of knowledge and experience, and you could call on them to help you solve those problems. And in fact, if you ask them for their input and then use that input to help solve the problem, you could give them the glory and the appreciation and recognition that they need so that they're more likely to be even more helpful as you move forward. Tip number two, allow your team to help you run your department better. Again, thinking that you have to do everything, make every decision, and solve every problem, you're mistaking the fact that your team can help you troubleshoot, they can help you do some scheduling, they can help you when you run into problems and obstacles. Your team can help you run the department better. In one example from a class that we taught a couple of years ago, one of the department managers recognized that things were so reliant on him, he could not even take a break or take vacation time because he was needed to run the department every day. Recognizing that, he started to get one employee at first and then eventually all the department employees to really understand how the process worked, what the problems could be, how to prevent them, and what to do when they actually come up in the production line. The team had never been more motivated and engaged than when the supervisor had trusted them to help him run the department. Tip number three is to remove obstacles that frustrate your team. The reality is your team wants to produce every day, but inevitably they run into obstacles. You probably see those obstacles and you may have decided to simply accept them. Instead, we want you to help your team overcome those obstacles. That could mean finding a way around them. It could mean asking for help from other support departments or just helping them cope with it so that they can generate better results with less impediments to generating those kinds of outcomes. So once you've recognized that your team is your ally in generating results, you won't feel the need to do everything yourself and make all those decisions. Why not let your team help you? It motivates them and generates better results. Once you've figured out how to do that, we can help you, of course, with all your other leadership skills, whether it's through our virtual training studio where we can come live and work with you and your colleagues on their leadership skills, or maybe it's having us on site to do live training. Yes, that's actually still occurring. Or maybe it's accessing some of our resources on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. So whether you listen to this as a podcast, watch it as a video on YouTube, or receive our Tuesday Leader Feeder, I look forward to being a partner with you on your leadership journey.